Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Macomb County Executive Mark Hackle joining us live on WWJ to talk about the legacy of Oakland County Executive L. Brooks Patterson. Good morning, Executive.
Good morning.
This is one of those times that I guess we all knew it was effectively coming. Pancreatic cancer, just a brutal diagnosis, tough to beat. He gave it his best, but it was not enough. And today, 80 years old, L. Brooks Patterson is dead. Your thoughts?
Yeah, obviously, the only thing you can think of is, you know, you're grateful he's no longer going or, you know, suffering through the pain. But, you know, what a sad reality. You know, it's, as long as I've been able to know him in particular as a county executive here in Macomb County, the guy has been an incredible and a fierce advocate for Oakland County. And, you know, his style, very unique, very different. But I tell you, I had an incredibly good working relationship with him and a personal relationship with him. And it's sad, you know, no matter how you look at it, it's going to be a tremendous loss for Oakland County for years to come.
Yeah. So
this is one of those days when you hear it, you know it's coming, but even when it does, you can't help but just feel an incredible amount of sadness.
Some would say his humor was biting. Others would say it was effective. It worked for him.
I guess it depends on your own personality, you know. So, yeah, I think being a cop all my life, I don't take things personal, so I never did. But he and I had a unique relationship. He was incredibly kind to me from day one. And when I say day one, even before I started my job as county executive, I wasn't sure I really wanted to be the county executive. I went and talked to him. And, you know, he was pretty convincing that, you know, he thinks I ought to run for it because he'd like to work with me. And so I did. But his personality and the way he would handle you and joke around was different, no question about it. But I'm going to tell you, he was an incredibly generous person, and one that, you know, you can't help but look at his record, look at Oakland County. It is one of the more premier counties in the entire country, and as a result of he and his staff. I mean, he put together an incredible team of people that really cared about the people of Oakland County, and he did some great things. He's going to be truly missed by the people of Oakland County.
Macomb County Executive Mark Hackle is live here on WWJ, and I know we'll have plenty of time to talk about this, but I want to ask, will this change the dynamics between counties as far as your county and his county, and certainly, I got to believe it would, Wayne County?
It always does. When there's a different personality that comes in, it changes things. So, you know, that's the unfortunate reality, you know, that I'm going to be facing. But, you know, with that said, you'll get through that. I mean, you'll get through the, you know, the working relationships and the politics and everything. The one thing that you can never replace is a friendship, you know, that you're able to establish with someone. And that's the, you know, the sadness of this loss. You're left with the memories, which is a great thing, because I've got some incredibly fond memories of Brooks Patterson, the person. And yet, when it comes to the politics, you know, we'll always get through that. And that's going to be different, to be more direct with your question. It's going to change.
All right. Macomb County Executive Mark Hackle, thank you for your time, your thoughts on the passing this morning. We learned about 5:30 this morning, Oakland County Executive L. Brooks Patterson passed away at his home in Independence Township, surrounded by family and friends, from pancreatic cancer or complications of his treatment for pancreatic cancer. And joining us live now on WWJ News Radio 950 is the Wayne County Executive, Warren Evans. And Wayne County Executive, your thoughts on the passing of L. Brooks Patterson?
Well, very much like Mark Hackle's. He was a friend, had been a friend for 25 or 30 years. Clearly, our politics is very much different. But where we could work together, we did. I always had a mutual respect for his ability to run a first-class county. I have certainly called upon him in past times, certainly when I took this job, to get some financial expertise from some of his key people. Brooks gave it to me. There wasn't any arguing about, you know, party or politics. It was the right thing to do. He knew it was the right thing to do, and I was appreciative to get it. So we've had some good times. You know, I'm going to you never want to see anybody leave this earth. And he certainly has left a legacy of a number of good things for Oakland County. And, you know, gonna miss him, but the dynamics will change to some extent now. But the skills and the acumen of Brooks Patterson is something that we're not going to forget.
Talking back-to-back with you, Warren Evans, the Wayne County Executive, and Mark Hackle, the Macomb County Executive, obviously everybody coming from little slightly different political backgrounds, maybe the biggest legacy is you guys both called him friends.
Yeah, you know, I mean, we had personal relationships. We never let adversarial politics change that personal nature. You know, I called, he took my call. And when he called me, I took his call, and we were always cordial. You know, he had that that biting humor, that sarcasm that only he had. And, you know, he could take a tense situation and get everybody chuckling. Nobody changed their position necessarily, but he could lower the decibel level quite a bit.
I asked for some highlights of his career, and somebody walked in with four pages of accomplishments, and I know that that's a lot, but what would you say his biggest, if you could narrow it down, would be?
Well, I mean, from my perspective, the financial status, the bond rating, the overall economic development work that he was able to do in Oakland County over, you know, almost 30 years is amazing, and it is a financially stable, viable county because of that.
All right. Wayne County Executive Warren Evans, thank you for your time. Appreciate it. Talking live on WWJ News Radio 950 on the death this morning of Oakland County Executive L. Brooks Patterson at the age of 80 from complications of pancreatic cancer.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.